It's been an action-packed week here in Durban. It's time to gear up and get ready for those summertime game fish, because man, are they here.
Mid-Mar still apparently fishing much better, with good numbers of small bass about, and also carp from the bank anglers.
Whether you are rocking surf, whether you are scratching, whether you are going on the offshore side, there are fish.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Hey, hello and welcome to the Black Friday Bite Buzz. Guys, it's the talk of the town. It is the talk of the world. However, right here on Angler News SA, this is a podcast where we are talking about the fishing. Where is the fish over this Black Friday weekend? Well, if you are looking for that big kingfish, if you are looking for the green and gold, the chicken of the sea, if you are looking for the bass, if you are looking for those grunter or those hammerheads, well, guys, you are in the right spot. Because this week, KZN has not just seen all those fish, they have caught them as well. So we are going to get into all of it. In this week's hotspots, we have the planet's best reporters to give you the lowdown of exactly what's been going on. And before we do get into it, guys, it is Black Friday weekend, and it's a huge shout out by our sponsors, the Kingfisher. This is what's going on at all seven of their branches and online over these next 4 days.
Anglers, get ready to reel in the savings. It's the Kingfisher Black Friday sale happening 27 to 30 November. Everything's on special. 20% off store-wide with selected gear at 25, 30, and even a massive 40% off. From carp to cuda, marlin to trout, and everything in between, the Kingfisher's got your tackle, your bait, and your back. Find insane deals at all seven Kingfisher stores: Durban, Kingsmead, Ballito, Salt Rock, Warner Beach, Kloof, and Pietermaritzburg. Or shop online at kingfisher.co.za. T's and C's apply. The Kingfisher. Get hooked on the hottest deals this Black Friday.
Thank you, the Kingfisher, guys. It's going to be absolutely amazing out there. Such huge deals. Like the guy was saying, 30-40% off on selected items. Everything is off 20%. I'm going to be at the Kingfisher Hunter Street branch over this Black Friday. If you can't make it down there to hang out with me, well, check it out on our socials. Now, let's get back to the fishing. All right, kicking it off in our hometown. Well, in my hometown anyway, Durban, the warmest place to be. Guys, this is what's going on. It is truly electrifying. Mike V and Brad Krubler is going to tell us all about it.
How's it, guys? The groundswell came, and boy, did it come. The seas got giant, turbulent, and very strong. But the guys that did persevere off the beaches did do quite well. There was a good couple of bronze bream caught, some big ones over 2 kilos. There were some stumpies in the mix, one or two small cob around, things like that. For Friday night and most of Saturday, that's all it did. Once it started to settle on Sunday, the default points did throw one or two hammers, and they did throw one or two grass. There wasn't a lot of fish on the beaches due to the sea, the size of the sea and the force in it. But the guys that did persevere did get a couple of bites. On the ski boat side, the guys that did manage to launch and get out there got some amberjacks, some yellowtails, doggers, keelback, that sort of fishing. I did have one or two snook. The guys did go for them. I saw one or two picks of yellowfin tuna. I'm not sure if those were off Durban or up the north coast, but the guys do got, they did get a couple of bites here and there. In the bay, there's been some grunters. With a big sea, most guys stuck around in the bay area fishing ultralight. They got a good couple of keys, some big eyes, up to about 2 kilos. So those are quite big eyes for Durban Bay were caught. There was two or three springer caught. Yeah, but that was about all mainly smaller fish. Grunters were all the smaller side, a little bit undersized, but the guys still had some good fun. Guys, this is Mark V for NSA News. Thank you.
Good morning, guys. Brad here from Linsky Fishing Charters. The fishing report over the last week of the Durban area. So we're going to start off here in the shallow area of the thing. On the back line, the half cob and snapper salmon at night time in the evening, as the tide turns, have been really prolific. Like quite a lot of them happening in a quite quick time. Main problem is that they're only eating in a very short window. So you've got to get that window perfect. Going off towards the Blue Lagoon area, guys, yeah, there's still been quite a bit of snook. And the odd little cooter is still around there. Yeah, but the rain hasn't really helped much with the dirty water coming in. But when the water cleans up, the fish are definitely there. Going out into the bottom fishing, guys, bottom fishing has been great this week. Out on the deep reefs, lots of rock hard, lots of slingers, lots of soldiers, really good bottom fish. with quite a few keelback coming out in the evening side as well. On the game fish side, off the bluff ledger side or the deep side, there's quite a few of those 5 to 6 kilogram tunas. You just got to get the timing right once again. And yeah, guys, the Rada have really started making their faces known. So we've got quite a few this week, but really out in the far, far deep. Water temperature has been fluctuating quite a bit this week, so up and down. But as the water generally stays warmer, definitely the green popcorn fish will arrive. Right, guys, so this is Brad for Angling News South Africa, and so I'll catch you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What an electric start to the weekend. What an electric start to summer. Full on summer beast mode. That's what's going on with all those species. Hey, by the way, speaking about the Durban Harbor, I know Mike V said there wasn't too many big fish, which makes this shout out to my man Kuben, even extra special, a 4 kilo coming out in the Durban Harbor. And he said there were a good couple others between 1.5 to 3 kilos. So they were on a good run. So make sure to hit that sweet spot when you're out there. Now talking about another sweet spot, Durban North. Oh, it has been going on. And Michaela Daniels is going to tell us more about it.
What's up, everyone? This is Michaela from Durban, reporting for Angler News SA. It's been an action-packed week here in Durban. It's time to gear up and get ready for those summertime game fish, because man, are they here. Starting off at Blue Lagoon, a few grunter came out off the bricks, as well as a couple of lesser sand sharks, while the guys at Beachwood also hooked into some nice-sized lesser amongst a few rays. For the anglers at Mthlanga, there's some lovely stumpies coming out, as well as the odd brusher here and there. Moving to the offshore side of things, there's still snook coming out off Mgeni, while the deep has seen a few dorado and yellowfin tuna. For the bottom skies, there's lots of rockhard in the shallows, as well as a few darga and geelback coming out a bit deeper. Moving up to Mfloti, the conditions have been tough, but the guys still managed to have fun with the scratching, with plenty of blacktails and wrasses coming out. For the offshore side, there's been a few snook and yellowfin tuna, but the guys are mainly targeting the bottoms and having great success with the yellowtail and amberjacks. That's going to be it from me for this week, guys. Tight lines and have a great one.
Thank you, Michaela. Exactly the report we needed. This is where that annual meet is going to be this weekend, guys. That lower half of the North Coast. This is the grand finale. This is when KZN's best come together to compete for one final round before the 2025 year-end presentation. So huge shout out to Michaela for letting us know what's going on. Now, another place that is heating up like you cannot believe is the upper half of the North Coast. And Deandra has a really fine report with what's been going on there.
The high seas had most anglers holding back on their planned fishing trips this past week and resulting in a slight decline in reports. However, the anglers that did brave the high restless seas were rewarded for their efforts. Far up north, there has been a window here and there for the offshore anglers that hooked onto some bullfish and quite a few dorados, assuring for some colorful catches. A few slingers, rockards, duggers, and the odd black mussel cracker and an amazing-sized kingfish of around 30 kgs by kayak around the Westbrook beach was landed amongst these catches, while the rock and surf had produced some lovely-sized sandies and greys, with blue and brown rays also taking the bait. For the edible side, some good-sized grunter as well as stumps, but bream still seems to take the lead for the scratching species amongst the rocky areas. Seems like the hotspots for the North Coast the last 2 weeks have been Tindi Manor up to St. Lucia for both rock and surf as well as offshore fishing. This weekend looks like a few good upcoming sessions to get some rods bending, so keep your tackle ready for loading and enjoy a few hours out. Wishing all the anglers a productive week of fishing, this is Deandra reporting for Angler News South Africa, Tightlines.
Thank you, Dee. Oh my word, that is absolutely cracking out there. Yes, that Dorado is going on wild. Guys, the fishing is truly magnificent up the North Coast, and it's going to get better and better. From the rock and surf to the offshore, that is the place to be. Now, let's not forget, we know the South Coast is on a purple patch of note. I mean, this is the deepest shade of purple you could ever put to the South Coast. But that North Coast is firing, which makes me feel like the entire coastline is absolutely electric right now, and I'm just loving what we're in for this summer. Now, that's not the only place. Midlands, inland, there is fish on the bite, irrespective of all that rain that's been coming through. So we've got Jan that's going to tell us more about it, and he's going to give us a really detailed report about what's happening with those water levels in the dams, as well as some amazing tips. And where is the bass?
Hey there, guys. So with another week of good rainfall, it seems that the La Nina forecast is holding true to course. Testament to the predictions of the recent massive downfalls in Newcastle reported on last week, and this week saw the New Hanover Delta area receive some 170 mils plus in the space of 2 hours. There's definitely no fishing going on there currently, that's for sure. Dam levels are therefore on the rise, which is at capacity and overflowing at 103%. Both Midmar and Elbert are sitting at 95% currently, and they were at 89% and 80% respectively this time last year, so we've already had some good rain. And Wagon Drift Dam is also at capacity and overflowing at 102%. And the Mgeni system as a whole is sitting at 93.5% capacity, which is good news at all going into the wet summer season. On the upside, the rainfall appears to be patchy, or rather more specifically, site-bound. And for those fishing outside of these zones, there is some fish and fishing to be had. So for those needing to get out and scratch that itch, keep an eye on the weather proceedings for your area, and perhaps more importantly, build and use on your networking to get info on what's happening and where. The rains and the possibility of high water have no doubt kept the bulk of the anglers indoors and off the rivers, but a single return from the Natal Fly Fishers Club shows that if you aren't out there, you definitely aren't catching any fish. The Bushman's River showed off some of its special brown trout residents in the 9 to 13 inch and 23 to 23 centimeter class this week. In another report from the upper reaches, the river is looking great, albeit with some slight color, just enough to keep the fish off the dry fly, but happily taking a drop on them suspended below the dry. And after receiving a good flush, the Moy River is apparently fishing well, the water being described as decidedly slaty. Not a bad thing again, mind you, although it might just put the fish off the dry fly. Water temperatures ranging early morning, starting at about 13 degrees and rising to 16 degrees later on in the day. Geni River covered up with the rains, but is reported to be clearing nicely at present, and water temperature reports at around 17 degrees. There are a number of the NFFC still waters that remain clear throughout the year, and those have been returning some fish of late in the 13 to 15 inch or 33 to 38 centimeter range. The fish apparently on the bite, with beadhead flies working well, white death, and black woolly bugger receiving special mention in one of the returns. Water temperatures are on the up, 18 degrees was tabled in one of the returns, and recommendations are to look for deep water off banks and along weed beds. From the bass anglers, Elbert Falls remains on the down, with no reports of fish other than carp. Midmar is still apparently fishing much better, with good numbers of small bass about, and also carp from the bank anglers. From the privateer anglers, there are farm dams that are fishing well. Jeremy Rochester of Cape Fly Fishing reports that Stepwen Dam continues to be fishing well for both smallmouth and largemouth yellowfish. And word from other anglers on the water is that Sturkey's is fire. Guys, do stop in the Kingfisher Peter Marisberg for the best in tackle advice. And of course, don't forget, it's our Black Friday weekend. This is Jan Korobal reporting for Kingfisher and Peter Marisberg and for Angler News South Africa.
Ah, Jan, you absolute legend. We knew we could count on you to keep the entire KZN on fire with the fishing. So many species, even Stoutfontein is firing right now. Guys, you got to get out there. No matter where you are, you are going to get fish on the KZN coastline. Now, one area that did take a slight dip in form, don't worry, the upper half of the south coast is really going to make up for it, but Ray's area didn't get too much fish. Here's his opinion of what happened.
As I said before, Thursday was the day to fish. Quite a few fish came out at Scotty's, Ilovo, and Warner Beach. The weather, unfortunately, has played a key role in there being very little fish landed, caught, or fished for. There's been very few fish everywhere. Unless you're fishing for rockfish, and I'm talking about the odd bronze bream that has been around today, and the odd stumpy that has been around, fishing has been very bleak this week. But looking forward, looks like we could have a lot more fun.
Thank you, Ray. A good, honest report. We really appreciate that. Honesty is what we always appreciate on Angler News SA. We don't want to put you into an area where there's not going to be much fishing happening. However, the signs are looking positive, and we will keep you updated when those rods start bending down in that area. But now an area where the rods has not stopped bending, and that is the south coast, that upper half of the south coast, Margate and all the surrounding areas. It is absolutely on fire. Whether you are rocking surf, whether you are scratching, whether you are going on the offshore side, there are fish on the bite. And here's our south coast guru, Adam, to tell us all about it.
Hey, but I hope you are, my friend. And everybody at East Coast Radio has had a beautiful week. Now, in terms of fishing, yes, it's been epic. Once again, the South Coast is holding that purple flag high, Vinesh. And Margate Pier in particular, from Garrick to Grey Sharks to Hammers, we've had shad popping up, beautiful big size shad, which have been released. So lovely to see that, guys. We've had Garrick even on top water. We've got cob, we've got bream, we've got blacktail, we've had yellowbelly rockhod, catfish rockhod. I mean, what more do you want at this stage, Vinette? Now, in terms of the freshwater size, the guys have been getting some decent fish in the rivers, a couple of decent Rockies. We've also had some good bass in the dam, some good carp. So nice to see even that side of things working at this stage. Now, in terms of deep sea, it's definitely getting hot in here, Vinesh, because the dories are here. Now, I would not say in any measure or form that it's in numbers or they are thick, but the sizes that the guys are beginning have been decent, and it's a good showing for early of the season that just before December, the dorados are starting to pop up. The guys are getting tons of tuna and gas bottle sized tunas, Vinesh. Bottom fishing's been decent. We've seen one or two green jobfish popping up. You know, just definitely something to write home about, Vinesh. However, this weekend coming up, we never know what it's going to be like at this stage, because unfortunately we can predict all we want, and yet when the guys go out, they catch fish. But if you come to the South Coast, that is exactly just what it is. It's hot up in here. The guys are getting fish. It's a lucky package. You never know what you're going to get, but you will go home with the fish. Otherwise, guys, stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. What a report that is. You're unbelievable, truly unbelievable. And guys, if you do not believe all those species he is talking about, we have the photos to prove it. Make sure to check it out on our socials. All those images will be supplied by Adam. They will be loaded out there. Oh, guys, the fishing is truly phenomenal right now. Absolutely electric down the South Coast, and really big size fish coming out with it. So that's our report for this week, guys. It is firing on all cylinders. So here's what's going to happen this weekend, right? This is the plan. You're going to head out to the Kingfisher. You're going to enjoy those Black Friday deals, right? You're going to take full advantage. You're going to get fully loaded up, and you're going to get out there fishing because, oh my goodness, it's the East Coast. It is summer. It is December. It is year end. It is time to party, and why not party with some new tackle and get them rods bending and those reels screaming. Get into that fish. I'm going to be fishing the North Coast this weekend. Please let me know in the comments where you are going to be and share those catches with us. We'd love to see them. We'd love to stick them out on our socials as well and give you those bragging rights that you deserve. So guys, with that being said, with us being around, make sure to follow our pages. We will keep you involved with absolutely everything fishing in KZN. And until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.